Turkish prosecutors in Istanbul have charged 8 people with corruption and fraud. The defendants have been placed in pretrial detention as part of a wide graft investigation. The 8 are among 52 people who were arrested in a series of raids on Tuesday. They're accused of offenses including accepting and facilitating bribes for development projects. The sons of 3 ministers and several top business leaders are among those arrested. In the wake of the raids, several dozen police officers have also been sacked, accused of abusing power. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has labeled the corruption investigation a dirty operation aimed at undermining his government. The probe has prompted opposition parties to call for the government's resignation. Let's bring in our correspondent from Istanbul, Virenia Kit, who joins us to give us a roundup of what has occurred. But Virenia Kit, this sounds like a pretty big deal there in terms of the number of people associated with corruption who have been obviously detained. Tell us more about that. And now we have a number of police chiefs, I believe, who have been sacked. Give us a roundup of what has occurred.
Well, it is not just a big deal because of the number of people who have been arrested, but it's a big deal because of the level of arrests or the level of detentions which have been made. It's top level. It's in Erdogan's camp, in the Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's camp. 3 of his minister's sons have been detained, and today there have been requests for 2 of the minister's sons to be arrested. They have gone to court. It is not just a matter of fraud or tampering with tenders. It is a matter of deep down protected land in Istanbul, where construction is not supposed to take place. And these are actually where the tenders have been frauded, tampered with. And as you remember earlier on this year, there were many protests in Istanbul and around the country because of construction. Protected land is what these tenders are about. And also when it comes to business, there have been preferential treatment to certain businessmen. Earlier on this year, a young man in the Fatih municipality who is a PhD student at a university and was working in the Fatih municipality, one of the municipalities in Istanbul, one of the largest municipalities in Istanbul, noticed some irregularities in some of the tenders and some of the construction projects which had been awarded to the wife of the mayor of the Fatih district. When he went to the mayor with an inquiry, he was told to mind his own business. And subsequently, a few months later, he got given less important jobs. And eventually he lost his job and he went to the newspapers in August of this year. So this case actually was first reported in the newspapers and in the press in Turkey since August of this year. But it has come as a shock to the whole country that the level of arrests or the level of detentions which have been made are high-ranking government ministers, and now there has been a request for 2 of the minister's sons to be arrested. In addition to that, the same people, minister's sons and some businessmen, are also involved in the smuggling of gold, in drugs dealing, in the sale of historical artifacts which have left the country. Recently, in October, when the country celebrated its Republic Day or its Independence Day, the Prime Minister opened a link under the Bosphorus Channel in Istanbul from the Asian side to the European side. When that construction project started, a whole underwater city, if you like, was found under the Bosphorus. And artifacts from the Bosphorus, from this construction site, has also left the country and have been sold to other individuals, we have no idea to who, but has been sold. So this is a rather large case involving quite a few dynamics, and it's not just about bribery and fraud and corruption. The general manager of one of the government or state banks called Halk Bank has also been arrested, detained in fact, and in his house they found $4.5 million in cash. And so this is also something which people are quite stunned about.
Would you say $4.5 million in cash was found at his home?
In his home. The general manager, his name is Mr. Suleyman Aslan. $4.5 million in cash was recovered from his home, from his personal home. And he's the general manager of Halk Bank in the country.
Wow,
in
interesting.
Istanbul.
Very well. We're going to have to unfortunately leave it there. Thank you very much for that. Vernie Akit, our correspondent there, talking to us from Istanbul.